In this lesson, we embark on a journey through the symbolic and functional duties of the Lodge offices, each playing a crucial part in the intricate tapestry of Freemasonry. The series begins with Attila, a sentinel charged with safeguarding the Lodge's secrets and harmony. More than just a guardian of the entrance, the Attila embodies our spiritual and moral boundaries, allowing only the worthy to partake in the sacred teachings and rituals of Freemasonry. Next is the Inner Guard, the primary defense against unworthy intrusions. This role mirrors our inner conscience, underscoring the personal responsibility we bear to protect the integrity of our spiritual endeavors. The deacons act as the Lodge's messengers and intermediaries, bridging the material and spiritual realms. Their responsibilities highlight the importance of knowledge transmission and wisdom, essential for personal growth and enlightenment on our Masonic path. The junior warden oversees the brethren's well-being during moments of refreshment, symbolizing the virtue of temperance. This officer serves as a reminder to seek balance and cultivate moral discipline in our pursuit of truth. Standing as the Lodge's pillar of support, the senior warden represents strength and stability. This role epitomizes the fortitude needed on our spiritual journey, encouraging perseverance through adversity. Finally, we arrive at the worshipful master, the highest-ranking officer, who personifies wisdom and authority. Guiding the brethren on their spiritual quest, the worshipful master embodies the divine light, leading the way towards knowledge and self-discovery. In understanding these roles, students will not only grasp the organizational structure of a Masonic lodge but also gain insight into the deeper symbolic meanings that guide a Mason's journey toward enlightenment.